and then give us the ball for the rest of the game.
It's time for Lawrenceville Indians football on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrence County sports leader. Lawrenceville Indians football brought to you this season by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and People's State Bank. Follow Lawrenceville Indians football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ed Loeb Field in Lawrenceville, Illinois, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian football as the Indians open the home part of their schedule against the defending Little Illini Conference champion Paris Tigers. Time for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Indians open up at home after two road games, two losses on the road for the Indians. Indians losing to the Marshall Lions at Marshall, while they lost last week to the Alney Tigers, lost 41-6 to Alney, 28-16 to Marshall. And they'll have a tough task here today as they try to take out the undefeated defending Little Illini Conference champion, Paris Tigers. Paris comes in at 2-0. Tigers picked up a victory over Newton, 13-12, a narrow win in their first game. Last week, they were much better as they beat KZ Westfield, 45-14. We're in the Toyota Boshoku press box here at Loeb Field. As I said, Bill Richardson with the Lawrenceville Daily Records alongside. Bill, a tough challenge for the Indians here today as they take on the defending league champion Paris Tigers. Paris, a lot of folks think, are even better than their defending conference champion unbeaten team from last year.
Yeah, Paris is definitely a program that's on the upswing, Steve. You know, you look over there in their sideline, there's 60 kids in uniform. Just what you need at a school that size to be dominant. And it wasn't that long ago where Paris was an easy victory. But Coach Claude Felter's coming over there, turned things around quite quickly, and they're the class of this league at this point in time.
They're led by their fine quarterback, and that is Hunter Newland. Hunter Newland is a good quarterback, 6 foot, 170 pounder. He's ranked second in the league standings with regard to passing. He's hit 60% of his passes. He has two touchdown passes and no interceptions, passed for 263 yards. But not only can they move the ball through the air, they also run the ball extremely well as well. Coy Landrum is one of the top rushers in the league. We'll see him on display this year. They're just a well-balanced ball club and really tough to defend.
They can come out, yeah, in a lot of different ways. And kind of like Alney we saw last week where they ran the ball well with the Doran kid, and then all of a sudden they had two quarterbacks throwing TD passes. So, you know, I'm sure Paris will have a lot of options, and we'll see a lot of different various things from them this afternoon.
Meanwhile, the Indians, as we mentioned, 0-2 coming into this contest, trying to rebound from that loss to Alney last week, 41-6. The Indians are really, really banged up. Lost a few kids to injury last week. Head coach Travis Ryder told me earlier this week, and we'll hear from the coach coming up here in a few minutes, that the extra day was really of help to his team because they needed the time to heal up, and some guys are going to be back, some guys are not, but the Indians are banged up, and with the numbers that they have, even though they're better than they were last year, when you get key players out, you've got to put inexperienced players in. That's not a good combination to pick up a victory.
A lot of freshmen and sophomore were in the game last week, but before very long, really. A lot of our guys got hurt last week, and they got hurt early. You know, Beeman went down with the got his bell rung very early in the game, and I think he's going to be back today. And quite a few of the linemen were injured, and hopefully some of them will be back too, and we'll see the Indians at a little bit more full strength. But even if they're 100% even, they're going to have their hands full with this Paris club.
Of course, most of the league, all the league, played last night with the exception of this contest. And we'll run over the scores coming up here momentarily. Nice, bright, sunshiny day here. Not too hot. here at Loeb Field. Breeze blowing through the ballpark. The Indians, we can tell you, will receive to begin the contest, so they'll have the ball first here at Loeb Field this afternoon. Boy, seems like it's been forever since we've been to Loeb Field. Of course, Indians opened up with two games on the road, and it's been since last year since, of course, they played here at Loeb Field. Nice to be home at this nice, fine facility. Well, it's the Paris Tigers and the Lawrenceville Indians getting set to do battle here. I had a chance to talk with head coach Travis Ryder prior to the contest. We'll hear from the Indian head coach coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome a new pediatrician to the community. Dr. Norma Kreilein is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kreilein is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Well, the Lawrenceville Indians play at home for the first time this year after two straight road games. They're at home against the Paris Tigers this afternoon. We talked it over prior to the game with head coach Travis Ryder. Coach, first of all, before we talk about this game against Paris, just reflect a little bit on last week and the trip to Albany.
You know, we had quite a few injuries up there. The kids played hard. We had some young kids step up and get some playing time. So, you know, hopefully that helps them as we move forward.
What did you take away from last week? Any positives from last week?
Oh, yeah, there was quite a few positives. You know, like I said, the biggest thing was the young kids getting playing time. You know, Blaine Winningham played a little bit at quarterback towards the end of the game. And, you know, there were some good things there.
A lot of injuries, Coach. Boy, you really got banged up over there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We finished the game with four freshmen playing the fourth quarter. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. We lost Christian Beeman early in the game. You know, he's our tailback, you know, and a big part of our team.
Were those injuries pretty serious?
Not known yet. You know, we still got a couple of kids that are still going to be out this week, but we got a couple back. You know, Christian will play today, and Braden Sherman, who had a pretty bad ankle sprain last week, and he also went out in the first quarter, and, you know, he's back today, so we'll hope to keep those kids upright and go from there.
Well, as they say, next man up, so I guess some of the young guys and the backups are going to get playing time.
Yeah, absolutely, and they did against Albany. You know, they were thrust into roles that they weren't ready for, to be honest with you. You know, we had some spots that, you know, one and two. Brandon Goble got hurt, and he was one of our key backups, and, you know, he's out this week. And so it opens up spots for some of the younger kids to step up there and get more reps too.
Let's talk about Paris, defending league champions. What are your impressions of them?
They're a good football team. You know, they're well coached. They're big up front. They're strong. They're physical. They're very fast on the outside. Good quarterback, throws the ball well, runs hard. You know, they're a complete football team.
So that makes the job double tough for you then?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I told our kids, you know, it's all the pressure's on them. You know, we need to come out and play our game, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. I fully expect our kids to come out and play well today.
First home game of the year. Seems like we've been away for forever. Finally got a home game, Saturday afternoon game, and unusual for high school football. Not so much unusual these days, but have you played coached many Saturday games in your career?
Yeah, actually I have. You know, when I was at Oblong, we made the playoffs. It seemed like we played always on Saturday afternoon. Before that, I was at New Berlin, and we were in the playoffs, and it seems like all those games were always on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, we have quite a bit of experience playing on Saturdays.
Coaches and football players are creatures of habit. You've got an extra day to work with. How do you handle them in the week?
Well, we just basically pushed everything back a week, you know, a day during the week. We went ahead and did our normal stuff over the past weekend, and then this week we pushed film back. And I really am glad that we had the extra day to get some of these kids healed back up because we needed it.
And you go to shorts and hats and things like that. Special teams on Friday.
Yeah. Friday will be our walkthrough day instead of Thursday. Normally we have the pro pads and we go through all of our specialties, things like that. And that'll be what Friday's practice will be.
Well, what do you got to do to win this game?
We got to take care of the football. I mean, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot against Albany. We only had one penalty, but we had so many injuries and kids out of position. Week one against Marshall, you know, we had 10, and that basically cost us the football game. You know, if we cut down on the mistakes, take care of the football, you know, I think we'll be okay today.
You showed the ability a little bit to throw the ball last week. Going to try to do that again this week?
Well, we got to be balanced. You know, we had to throw out of necessity last week because Christian went down, Jordan was dinged up a little bit. So, you know, it was more that we had to throw last week. Hopefully we can get more balance and maintain that moving forward.
Coach, good luck against Paris.
Thank you very much.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies. This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Back here at Edlow Field in the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson on the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Lawrenceville Indians and the Paris Tigers getting set to do battle here momentarily. We mentioned earlier in the pregame that the league had action last night. Let's check out the scores. It was Flora in a low-scoring affair at Dancy Field beating Robinson last night by a score of 8-2. Also, in Bridgeport last night, the Richland County Tigers remained unbeaten as Richland County won over the Red Hill Salukis by a score of 41-8. So the Salukis are winless at 0-3 on the year, and Alney improves to 3-0. It was KZ Westfield defeating Newton 21-12. In non-conference play last night, the Marshall Lions ventured to South Vermilion, Indiana, and lost in non-conference play. A high-scoring affair there, 40-34 was the final. South Vermilion on top. Some other games around the area last night. It was Mount Carmel over Princeton, Indiana, 55-14. Fithian Oakwood beat Oblong, 84-0. That's right, 84-0 was the final there. And Cesar knocked off Edwards County. The Lions were beaten by a score of 32-21. In Indiana play last night, Vincennes Lincoln lost its third in a row. Alice's are now 1-3 after a 35-18 loss at Mount Vernon last night. And North Knox is 3-1, and they've won three in a row. The Warriors won at Boonville by a score of 34-20. Indians play here tonight against Paris, or here today against Paris, I should say. Then next week, the Indians will head to Chevesky Field in Newton to take on the Newton Eagles, and again, Newton losing last night to KZ Westfield by a score of 21-12. Indians are on the field now. Indians are clad in their red home uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. Red helmets with the L with the arrow through it on the sides. Paris Tigers will be in the white traveling uniforms. We'll tell you their colors coming up here, orange and white and black momentarily.
Well, Steve, the conference race is shaping up, and I think a lot of people will probably be surprised to see Flora right now shares the conference lead at 3-0. Alney and Flora both 3-0. Paris would be 3-0 if it wins this game today, but I don't think anybody would have expected Flora to be off to the start it's off to. They beat Marshall last week, 26-21, had another big win last night, so both our teams have yet to play Flora. Newton, on the other hand, they're traditionally a pretty good ball club, and they're right now 1-2 in the conference, and they've been sitting on top for the past few years. So things have shaken up just a little bit in the LIC, at least to date.
That's the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Bill and I are back with the Indian kickoff. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103. Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Ed Lowe Field in Lawrenceville, Illinois, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football here on Light 103 Afternoon Football. First afternoon contest of the year. The Indians, by the way, will play another couple of Saturday afternoon games. The homecoming game will be coming up on October the 5th. The Indians will take on Casey in that game. Then the very last game of the year, the Indians will head west. They'll go to Trenton to take on Trenton Westland. That will be an afternoon contest to close out the regular season. And again, Indians opening their home schedule here today against the Paris Tigers. Paris in the white traveling uniforms with the orange numerals and the orange and black trim, the black helmets with the orange insignias on the side. Paris, a very good club. Again, the defending LIC champions. They went through the league unbeaten last year. And also, I think they won the first game in the playoffs, in the first round of the playoffs. Of course, Paris, a big school, and they were in the upper classes of the playoffs and got knocked off. But they certainly were formidable in the league last year. And under Howard Klotfelter, their head coach, they have Jeremy Klotfelter, I stand corrected. Jeremy Klotfelter. I used to know a Howard Klotfelter a long time ago. Jeremy Klotfelter, he's in his fourth year, and they are certainly the class of the LIC. Glad you're with us. Indians will be kicking off from, or I should say Paris will be kicking off from my right to my left. Three back for the Indians, including Blaine Winningham back there. Looks like Damon Parkman's back there as well, along with Jordan Jones. And we'll get set for the kickoff here, the Indians and the Paris Tigers. Kicking it off for the Tigers, number 18, that's Garrett King. He's a 5'8", 160-pounder.
Garrett King set to kick off.
Here is the kick. It's a high end over end kick taken by the Indian up man, about the 10 to the 15 to the 20 to the 24-yard line. Damon Parkman on the kickoff return there. Got to the 25-yard line, his own 25. That's where the Indians will go first and 10 here on this sun-splattered Saturday afternoon at Loeb Field. Good crowd over across the way, clad in orange and black and white for the Paris Tigers. And a decent crowd here for the Indians and their home opener as fans continue to file in here at Loeb Field. Indians with a spread formation. Here is Brennan Winningham at the quarterback. Pass out in the flats to Christian Beeman, 25, 30, and he has a first down. First down and across the 32 to about the 33-yard line. So a quick out pass to Christian Beeman. Good to see him back in the Indian lineup. And he picks up. Well, he picked up short of that. They marked him down short of the first down. He picked up about eight, so it'll be second down and a long two. Just underway here. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman to the left side of the quarterback, Brennan Winningham. Back at the controls. Here is a give off to Beeman. Up the middle he goes, has running room, a first down. He's close to the 40-yard line. Nice hole there for Beeman to run through, and he has a first down. It's the first down of the afternoon for the Indians. First offensive possession of the day. And they have a first down. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Just underway here. 11 minutes to go in the opening quarter. No score here at Loeb Field. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Indians. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Nine on the play clock. Brennan Winningham in the spread formation. Beeman offset to the right side. Now we have movement on the line of scrimmage. And we'll see who that was against. Most likely offensive. Wait and see. It is a legal procedure against the Indians. Indians made a lot of mistakes last week against the Richland County Tigers. Bad snaps, penalties, all things not conducive to picking up victories, and we'll have to clean that up this week. Two men split to the left, two split to the right, spread formation on this first and 15. Ball at the 35 now, the Indian 35. Winningham wants to throw, throws out to the flats, and it's incomplete. Intended for Lathan Chisholm, and he was hammered as the ball went off his hands. And it'll be third down and long. Good coverage there by the linebacker for the Tigers on Lathan Chisholm. Chisholm, a 5'10", 155-pound senior. 28 on his back. He'll check out of the lineup now as he was shaken up by that tackle. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman to the left side. Brendan Winningham, now a man in motion. Here's a give to Beeman. Tries to spin away from a tackler, but can't get away. And brought down by number five. That's Nathan Zorn, a 5'9", 180-pound senior for the Paris Tigers. It'll be third down and long. The Indians had things going, Bill, and all of a sudden that penalty really set them back, and now they're facing third down and long.
Yeah, they had the incompletion on first down, and the second down went for actually a loss of a yard for Beeman, so they're looking at third and 16 now.
Third and long, spread formation, two to the left, two to the right. Winningham wants to throw, throws across the middle, and the pass is incomplete over the head of the intended receiver out there. And that was Cale Powell. Powell, a 6-foot, 160-pound senior, couldn't make the connection there, and the Indians will have to punt fourth down and long. First punt of the day with 9:33 to go in the opening quarter, and no score, and the Tigers will get the ball for the first time offensively after this kick coming up here.
Let's have a good snap and a good punt here, boys.
Brendan Winningham back there to kick it away for the Indians. Here's a snap. It's a good one. And the kick is away. It's a kick heading toward the sideline. Takes an Indian bounce inside the 30. And it'll be down at the 26-yard line. Paris 26. So first and 10 for the Tigers at their own 26. 9:23 to go here in the opening quarter. And there is no score here at Low Field as the powerful Tiger offense takes the field.
40-yard punt for number 11 Winningham that time.
Hunter Newland brings him out. As we mentioned, a senior, 160-pounder, 6 foot. Hunter Newland, number two. They've got a big offensive line to go behind. And they run out of the spread formation. Here's the Indians with a four-man front. Newland wants to throw, throws, pass, is caught down the sidelines, across the 50, into Indian territory at the 48-yard line. Nice reception there made by number 11, Ethan Graham. Ethan Graham is a 6'3", 175-pound wide receiver, a senior, and he was open on the sidelines and a good route and a first down into Indian territory at the 47-yard line, first and 10 for the Tigers. Spread formation, give off to the running back. That is Coy Landrum. And Landrum, a 6'1", 190-pounder, gets about 4 or 5 yards on first down. We'll call it four. So it'll be second down and six as he's at the 42-yard line. Spread formation this time for the Tigers. Trips to the right side, single man to the left, back offset to the right side. They throw out to that side, and the pass is caught for a first down across the 35, near the 34-yard line. Pass caught out there by number 21. That's Carter Hayes. He's a 5'9", 150-pound senior. So the Tigers on the march here on their first offensive drive of the day with 8:34 to go here in the opening quarter. Two men split to the left. Trips to the right. Empty backfield this time. Now a man in motion to the left side. They give it to him. That is number three, Mason Hutchings. And Hutchings has good yardage inside the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. Sweep play, jet sweep. Mason Hutchings. He is a 5'9", 160-pound junior They have a number of players they can use out of the backfield.
16 yards on that carry.
Trips to the right side, single man to the left. There's a bad snap, but it's gathered in by Landrum up the middle and east to the 15-yard line. Picks up yardage. Break there for the Tigers. The pass was off the hands of the quarterback, Newland, but able to be picked up by the running back, and he picks up 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8. 7:55 to go, opening quarter, no score, but the Tigers are in the red zone. Here is a give on the off play to the running back. That's Sam Mays. Mays is hit and driven down after maybe a yard or two gain. Good play made in there by number 31, Christian Beeman, the 5'11", 20-pound senior. So it'll be third down and about 7. 7:26 to go, opening quarter. No score here. Paris in Indian territory at the 15-yard line.
Two plays to make it here. I doubt that they have anyone who can kick a field goal from this distance.
Single man split to the left side, two to the right side. Backs offset to the right of the quarterback. Wants to throw. Pumps now. Newland gets away. Now he's hit and brought down. Short of the first down. He's across the 13. Picked up a couple. Fourth down and about 5. And they will go for it here. Four down territory, as Bill mentioned before. Fourth down, and the Tigers look to the sideline to their head coach, Jeremy Klodfelder. Pick up this offensive play. 17 seconds on the play clock. 6:33 on the game clock. First quarter action, no score here from Loeb Field, but the Tigers are threatening. Again, the spread formation, back offset to the right side. Here is Newling wanting to throw. Throws left, pass is caught. Caught for first down, well, close to a first down to the 10. I don't know if he got to the sticks. He had to get to the 9. And as he did not get there, the Indian defense holds. Nicely done by the Tribe. Good gang tackling there. And the receiver could not get upfield for the first down, so the Indians take over. There's a nice play by the Indian defense to hold there on downs. But they have the ball deep in their own territory now at the 10. They had to get to the 9 to get the first down. 6:16 to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Indians holding on defense on downs. Let's see if they can do something offensively here. Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right. Back is quarterback is Brendan Winningham. Throws across the middle. Incomplete. Had a man open. Blaine Winningham, but the pass was low and incomplete. He was open. A better pass would have hit him in stride. As it is, it'll be second down and 10. 6:12 to go, opening quarter of play. Indians break the huddle. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side of the quarterback, Brendan Winningham. Keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes. Has some running room. 15, 20. And he has a first down. First down for the Indians at about the 22-yard line. Quarterback keeper. Nice blocking up front by the Indian line. And it's a first down for the Tribe. Looks like at the 22-yard line. First and 10 with 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. No score.
12 yards on the carry. The Indians now have 21 yards rushing and 8 passing.
Again, two men split to the left side, two split to the right, back offset to the right side of Winningham in the spread formation. He keeps it himself up the middle. He goes down to the outside. He's to the 25 and drags the tackler to the 26. Picked up maybe 4. It'll be second down and 6. So Winningham using his legs again and picked up about 3 yards, let's call it. Now they give him 4. So it'll be second down and 6. 5:20 to go, opening quarter. Indians with the ball for the second time here this afternoon. Tied at 0. Up to the line of scrimmage. They come. Two split to the left. Trips to the right side. Empty backfield. And Winningham wanting to throw. Throws to Beeman out in the flats. Gets a block. He's to the 30, 35, 40. And a flag out of bounds at the 45-yard line. But a flag on the play. And it looks like it's going to be a hold against the Indians. They had that play well set up. A little flat pass to Beeman. They used that successfully on their first drive. This time, though, it's going to be called back by a penalty. Talking over with the defensive captain of the Paris Tigers. That's Coy Landrum, the senior. Too bad, Bill. That was a well-run play, well-blocked, but unfortunately a hold.
Yeah, it's going to make it still going to be first down, I believe. And about eight.
4:53 to go. Clock stopped here in this first quarter of play. Indians with a second down and long here. Now we have officials timeout on the field.
It's going to be second and three.
Second down and three. Again, the spread formation. Back offset to the right side. Now a bad snap over the head of Winningham, who slides down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. There's what you cannot have. Bad snap over the head of the quarterback, and he had to dive on it to save possession but lose yardage. Now a manageable situation comes now to third down, and looks like 19. So they lost big yardage on that bad snap.
Yeah, loss of 14.
Single man to the left side, trips to the right side, in tight. Winningham wanting to throw, throws across the middle, pass is caught by Beeman. Beeman to the 25, and knocked down right there, short of the first down. Indians get a little room. It'll be fourth down and long, fourth and about eight, fourth and nine, let's call it. And the Indians will kick it away with Winningham, Brendan Winningham back there to kick. And back deep is number three, Mason Hutchings, for the Tigers at about his own 40-yard line. So Indians forced to punt. Here's the snap. It's a good one. And the kick is a high kick. Not going to get much out of this. Off the side of his foot and out of bounds. This kick.
It's going to be about a 5-yard punt.
Yeah. Ball goes out of bounds. What do they mark it at?
They're going to put it at the 30, and that will make it a 5-yard punt.
Yeah, off the side of his foot. That's not what the Indians needed at that juncture. Now a short field for the Tigers to work here with 3:07 to go in the opening quarter. No score, but the Tigers in good shape after that shanked punt. Two men split to the right side, two split to the left. Back offset to the left side. Quarterback Hunter Newland. Newland keeping himself off the left side, and he's dragged down at the 25-yard line. Dragged down there by Damon Parkman. His linebacker spot, Parkman for the Indians. 6 foot, 185-pound senior. Three split to the right side. Now give up the middle to the running back, and he's off one man, still burrowing forward. Has a first down inside the 15, down to about the 10-yard line. Hard running there by the Tigers, Zorn, I believe.
That's his first carry of the day. Gain of 14.
Eli Ivers on the stop for the Indians. The defensive backfield, the 6'2", 170-pound senior. First down for the Tigers at the Indian 11-yard line. This time, full house backfield. Here's a fake, and Newley keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes. He's inside the 10 and dropped at about the 8-yard line. So picked up about 3 yards on the keeper. Second down and long. Picked up about 2, second down and 8. 1:57 to go here in the opening quarter. Here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Glad you're with us. Back offset to the left side. And they give to the running back off that right side. And he's dragged down That was Zorn and brought down by a good defensive play by the Indians.
No gain on the play, so Lawrenceville defense is stiffening up again down here in the red zone.
Third down and long. Let's see if the Indian defense, who held earlier in this quarter down in this area, see if they can come up with a stop again. Two down territory, spread formation, two split to the left, single man to the right, back offset. Here is a keeper by Newland. He's going to be hit and dragged down at the 10-yard line. Dragged down there by Parkman again. Assisted in there by a couple of other Indian players.
Hooper in there, they said. Good to see him back in after getting hurt last week.
Indeed. 48 seconds to go. Fourth down and eight for the Tigers at the Indian 9-yard line. Spread formation. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Single back, offset to the right side of the quarterback, Newland. In the spread formation, wants to throw, looking, throws, passes, tipped, and incomplete. Incomplete, and the Indian defense has held again. Newland had time that time, surveyed the field, and tried to fire it over the middle, and the coverage was good, and the Indian defense holds. And they get the glad hand over on the sideline from the Indian coaching staff. So the Indian defense stiffens and gives up nothing. And now they have it first and 10 at their own 10-yard line with 27.9 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Single, 12, two men split to the left side, two split to the right, back offset to the left side. Give it to Christian Beeman trying to get to the outside. He's to the 15 and across the 15 to about the 20-yard line, close to a first down. Christian Beeman showing good speed to the outside. Doesn't look to be that fast, but he can get to the edge. And he did that time and picked up nine, so it's not quite a first down. 5 seconds to go. That'll be the final play of the first quarter. On the People's State Bank scoreboard here at Edlope Field, score here is the Lawrenceville Indians nothing, Paris Tigers nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
Back here at Edlope Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson from the Toyota Boshoku Press Box. Indian football this afternoon brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. Good quarter there, Bill. Indians were tested on defense, held twice inside their red zone, and they're scoreless, and they have the football to begin this period.
I think it's the best quarter of the season so far, and had not that ball been snapped over the quarterback's head, the Indians could have had the lead.
Here is Winningham getting away, snap back to him. He kept it himself. That's Brennan Winningham, and he gets across the 20 to about the 22-yard line, picking up about 3 yards.
It's going to be the Indians' third first down of the game. Paris also has three to this point.
First down for the Tribe. So the Indians with the football here, second quarter action, 11:42 to go. Play coming in from the sideline. Head coach Travis Ryder and his staff. 9 seconds on the play clock. Single man split to the left side, two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Actually, they went with a under center, winning hand under center that time, not the spread formation, and give to the running back, and he was swallowed up by the interior of that Tiger line. That was Lathan Chisholm on the carry there, and he picked up no yardage. Second down and 10. 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter. No score. Lobe Field.
Chisholm's first carry today. So far today, Steve, Beeman's carried 3 times for 18 yards. Winningham, 4 times for 8 yards. The Leonins have 26 yards on the ground and 31 through the air.
Spread formation, 2 split to the right side, single man to the left side. Here's a give to Beeman trying to get to the outside. He's wrapped up and brought down after maybe a short yard or two gain, close to the 24-yard line. Wrapped up there by number 52, Connor Crunk. Outside linebacker, 5'9", 200-pounder. That's a linebacker's name, isn't it? Connor Crunk, linebacker.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't want to get hit by a guy named something like that.
Third down and long for the Indians. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Third and 8 from their own 24-yard line. Spread formation. Actually, not spread formation. Winningham under center. Wants to throw. Throws to the outside. Incomplete. And a flag on the play.
That's what I'm talking about. There was interference there, no doubt about it. And the referee threw the flag. Good job.
Pass was intended out there for the Indian Skyler Toole, but he was impeded on getting to the football. And that'll be interference. Pass interference against the Tigers. Indians will have a first down, and they'll mark the ball at the Indian 39-yard line.
First penalty on Paris today.
9:49 to go here, second quarter. First and 10 for the Indians at their own 39-yard line. No score here. Brendan Winningham this time under center. They've gone to more under center plays here. In split left and right. And a split backfield. Winningham wanting to throw. Looking left side. Throwing. And the pass is caught. Caught by Blaine Winningham. 30, 25. Inside the 20. And down he goes at the 20-yard line. Nice catch there. That was a jump ball battle there. And Blaine Winningham came away with it. And a first down catch. Winningham to Winningham. For the Indians inside Paris territory at the 22. First down, Indians. Got the rise out of the crowd here.
39 yards on that play.
And the Indians on the move here. 9:24 to go here in the second quarter play. No score. Indians threatening for the first time here today. And now, looks like we're going to have a timeout by the Indians. Amball Federal Credit Union timeout. Our score here at Edlow Field, Lawrenceville nothing, and Paris nothing. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Amball Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Amball Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbrawFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Amball Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here at Lowe Field in the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indians first and 10 at the 22-yard line of the Paris Tigers. No score here. Brendan Winningham under center pitches now to Damon Parkman to the outside. 20, 15, inside the 15 and knocked out of bounds, short of the 10-yard line at about the 11. Good run there by Parkman.
It's going to be another first down.
First down for Damon Parkman, an all-conference performer last year for the Indians. They made a good run that time, got outside, had good speed, and lowered his shoulder and lowered the boom on the defensive back. First and 10 for the Indians at the Paris 11-yard line. Two men split to the right side. Again, Winningham up under center. Split backfield, give up the middle. That's Beeman. And he rolls forward inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. Picked up a couple. It'll be second down from there at the 9. So they gave him 2. Ball on the 9-yard line. Second down. So the Indians disdained the spread formation with the bad snaps from center. They've just gone with Brendan Winningham up in the center. Not wise move.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they got another back in the back. Another back in the backfield to block. That's Parkman back there along with Beeman in the split backfield. Here's a pass. The pass is caught by Blaine Winningham inside the 5. And it is complete inside the 5 to about the 4. So third down and about 2 from there. Nice slant pass. Winningham to Winningham again. And the Indians are threatening. Third down and 1 from the 2. They can get a first down without scoring here. And they're only a couple of yards away from the end zone. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to their right side. Single man to the left side. Single back in the backfield is Beeman. Now they go back to the spread formation. Here's the snap. Give to Beeman up the middle. He's hit and driven down at about the 5-yard line. May have lost a yard or two there. Mays and in there for the Paris Tigers.
Call it no gain.
Sam Mays is a 5'11", 170-pound senior linebacker. Made the stop there. Fourth down, Indians. Fourth and 3 from the 3. 6:47 to go here in the second quarter. Chance to score here. Spread formation. 2 split to the left, 2 split to the right. Winningham wanting to throw. Throws right side. Has a man open. It's incomplete and over the head of the receiver. That was intended for Lathan Chisholm out there. And over his head. Actually, it was intended for Jordan Jones. I stand corrected. That's not Chisholm. 26. I said 28. 26. Incomplete pass. So the Indians fail to score. Boy, a real good opportunity there to get on top, Bill. And it slips away from the Indians.
Yeah, they had the ball for more than 6 minutes that time. Moved the ball from their own 9 down to the other 10, so they moved the ball more than 80 yards. Just came away with nothing, though.
So now Paris with the ball deep in their own territory at their own 4-yard line. First and 10. Man split to the left side. 2 men split to the right. Spread formation. Here's a give up the middle to the running back bouncing to the outside. That is Landrum, and he's wrapped up at about the 8-yard line. So he did pick up about 4 yards on first down. So it'll be second down and 6. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter play. No score here at Ed Loeb Field. Indian football brought your way by Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport and by the KC State Bank, your community bank. It's passed to, snap to the quarterback. Almost an interception there. Passes.
Hey, that ball was fumbled. Fumbled and intercepted.
All right. I think it was intercepted. Ball may have tipped off of a Tiger defender. They threw to the left side, and it went off of a defender, and the Indians come up with it on a turnover. Interception made there. So the ball deal was tipped and intercepted. Eli Ivers with the interception there. The ball deflecting away from the Paris defender and into the arms of Ivers. First and 10 for the Indians inside the 5. They're at the 3. First and goal. Brendan Winningham under center. Here's a give up the middle and nothing there for Jones. He's wrapped up and knocked down. May have lost a yard or two. In fact, he did lose yardage at about the 6-yard line. So loss of 3. So they went away from Beeman down there at the goal line and went with Jones, and he was wrapped up at the 5. So they will go from the 5-yard line. Interception by Eli Ivers has set up the Indians with a chance to get on top here. Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right. Back offset to the right side in the spread formation. Here's Whittingham keeping himself. Up the middle he goes, and he's hit and knocked down for a loss. Fooled nobody that time. Knocked down at about the 7-yard line. Lost two. Will be third down. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Indians chance to get on top here. Had a good opportunity earlier, but could not get in. Having trouble getting in here, but still a couple of downs to try to do it. Spread formation, two split to the left, back offset to the right side. Here is Whittingham wanting to throw. Left side pass is knocked down, incomplete. One of the linemen got a hand on it. Incomplete pass, so it's fourth down.
Well, here, Steve, it would be good if you just had a guy who could boot one through the uprights and get you on the scoreboard. You know, it'd be nice to have a place kicker to kick some extra points and a short field goal like this. It'd be like a, I don't know, maybe a 22, 23-yard field goal. Not out of the question. It'd just be nice to have somebody who could do that.
.437 to go here in the second quarter, fourth and goal for the Indians at the 7-yard line, the Paris 7, trying to get on top here. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. Whittingham wanting to throw, looks left side, throws across the middle, passes incomplete and through the hands of the intended receiver. And that was for the Indians. Or 22. I don't have a 22 on my roster here. So incomplete pass, and so it's fourth down, and the Indians turn the ball over. .433 to go here in the second quarter play. So the Indians fail to score again, and they had the ball inside the 10-yard line. First and goal, back at the 3. Here is the quarterback, Newland, keeping himself. He's to the 10 and knocked down at the 10-yard line. Picked up about 3 yards. Be second down and 7. Give him 3 yards. 4:10 to go here in the second quarter play. Indians hanging with the favored Tigers here at Ed Loeb Field. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side, spread formation, back offset to the left side. Newland wants to throw, fakes, under pressure, throws long downfield, and the pass is incomplete. Ooh. And knocked away and almost intercepted by Blaine Whittingham. Ball hung up in the air a long time, and that enabled the intended receiver, Mason Hutchings, to knock it away and prevent an interception. That would have been nice for the Indian cause, but as it is, just an incomplete pass, third down and long.
Yeah, the intended receiver did a really good job of playing defense there and knocking the ball away, because by all rights, that ball belonged to the Indian.
.352 to go here, third down and 7, spread formation, trips to the left side, and Newland wants to go that way. Now he's hit and sacked. Hit and sacked, brought down at the 5-yard line. Sack made in there by the Indians. And number 56, Bryce Bedwell, 6 foot, 190-pound sophomore with the quarterback sack. Fourth down, and the Indian defense has been solid here in this first half, and they hold again, and they force Paris to punt from their end zone. They should get good field position. Out of this, Jones and Whittingham are back deep for this kick. Now we've got a timeout by Paris. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout by the Paris Tigers here in the second quarter. Lawrenceville nothing, Paris nothing. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jukol Fulop. Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Back here at Itlo Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. 3:12 to go, second quarter, fourth down and long, fourth and 12 from deep in their own territory for Paris. They've got to kick it away. Chisholm back there now to receive along with Winningham. There's a high kick, not much in the way of length. Mile high takes a Paris bounce and bounces to the 40-yard line. So the Indians will have it first and 10 at the Paris 40-yard line. So the Indian offense with good field position to start this drive with 3 minutes to go until halftime. Nothing, nothing our score. I'm sure a lot of eyebrows raised around the league at this result so far. The Indians hanging in with the favorite Paris Tigers here in the home opener at Loeb Field. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. High snap. Winningham brings it down, and he's going to be knocked down and sacked. Knocked down and sacked at the 45-yard line. Losing about 5 yards. Again, a high snap. Gathered in, but Winningham had no momentum and was snowed under by the big Paris defensive line, so it'll be second down. He lost about three, so second down and 13. At 2:30 in the clock moving here in the second quarter play, no score. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Beeman offset to the left, right side of the quarterback. Winningham wants to throw left side. Pass is caught out there by Blaine. 40, 45, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Indians. Touchdown, Indians. Blaine Winningham. Winningham to Winningham. The combination gets the Indians on top at the 2:09 mark of the second quarter. Nice pass out in the flats. Got away from one man. Got a little blocking help down the sidelines and finally was able to free himself up into the secondary and into the end zone for the score. And the Indians have their first lead, I think, of the entire season.
Absolutely. First lead of the year.
Indians go for two. Winningham wanting to throw. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Blaine. Knocked away at the goal line. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 2:09 to go. In the second quarter, score reads Lawrenceville Indians 6, Paris Tigers nothing. Back with the Indian kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
G'day, this is Penny Shaw, one of the owners of Flying S Incorporated, located in rural Palestine, Illinois. Our Flying S team is able to fabricate anything, from carbon fiber aircraft wings to intricate CNC machine parts for space projects. And when we started our venture, we knew we needed a real financial partner we could trust. Citizens National Bank of Albion and the Bridgeport banking team not only offered us great rates, but their customer service is always spot on.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Loeb Field, squib kickoff taken by one of the Paris up men at about the 45-yard line. So the Tigers will go first and 10 from their own 45. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Paris trailing the Indians 6-0. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here at Lawrenceville High School at the in the Toyota Bushuku press box. Indians on top here. Haven't said that in a long, long time. But they are. Spread formation. for the Tigers. There's a bad snap, and the ball still loose. Indians have it. Parkman picks it up. He's inside the 20 and down at the 18-yard line. Looks like Paris went with another quarterback there. They went with Danny Perry, and he messed up the quarterback snap. And Damon Parkman picked it up and was almost able to free himself up and go to the end zone for a touchdown. But as it is, the Indians have the ball. First and 10, they're going to mark it at the 15-yard line. Paris 15, 2 minutes to go, so an Indian turnover. And the Tribe outplaying the favored Tigers at this juncture of the game. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Christian Beeman offset to the right side. Brendan Winningham in the spread formation, wanting to throw under pressure. Rolls out right side, throws it away, incomplete. Scott O'Toole was out there, but it was way over his head. As Brendan Winningham was running for his life there as the pressure came from the inside, and he was able to skirt to the outside and throw it away. Second and 10 from the 15. Indians on top, 6-0 here. Trying to get into double digits in scoring. Haven't done that since the opening game against the Marshall Lions. Again, the Indians up to the line of scrimmage. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Beeman offset to the right side. The running back, Winningham throwing, passes incomplete and intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers. Intercepted and across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Number six making that interception, Mason Stuck for Paris. Stuck is a 5'10", 130-pound junior. And he made the interception. Ball deflected and right to Stuck. And so Paris averts an Indian score. Turnover there. A tough break for the Tribe after they had just come up with a fumble recovery by Parkman. Now they turn it over. Spread formation. A minute 45 to go here in the second quarter play. Man in motion. And they throw out there to the running back. Nathan Zorn has room. He's to the 35. Knocked out of bounds. Right in front of the Indian bench. Picked up good yardage on that to play. It'll be second down and one. Second and one for Paris at their own 37-yard line. Minute 38 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Spread formation. Here's a give. Sweep to the outside by Carter Hayes. Carter Hayes is going to be hit and driven down, knocked down over across the way. Good solid tackle made there by the Indians. Jordan Jones over there making the stop for the Indians. Good tackle there.
No gain.
Minute 10 to go. 6-0 Indians. Spread formation. Here's a give up the middle. And burrowing through for a first down is the running back. That's Zorn. And he has a first down as he gets the ball to the 45, their own 45. Hurry up now for the Tigers. With a minute two to go here, they have two timeouts left. Do the Tigers. Now they slow things down for a personnel change. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. And here is the keeper by the quarterback. Up the middle he goes, Hunter Newland. Newland is dropped as he gets to midfield. Picked up about 5 yards. And it'll be second down and five. 39 and a half seconds to go, and a timeout wanted by the Tigers. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. Lawrenceville 6, Paris nothing. We're back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians 6, Paris nothing. 39 and a half seconds to go here in the second quarter. Paris with the ball just inside Indian territory at the 49-yard line. Second down and 4. Spread formation. Hunter Newland at the quarterback. Now a man in motion to the right side. Fake to him. Now they throw long. Have a man open. And it is incomplete. Incomplete. The man was there trying to make the catch but couldn't gather it in. That was number 9.
Nick Moeller.
Yeah. Nick Moeller could not gather it in. Moeller, a 5'9", 130-pound sophomore, had the ball in his hands but couldn't secure it. Knocked away. Third down and 5. 39.9 seconds to go. 32.9 seconds to go, I should say. Trips to the right side. And here is Newland keeping himself. He's to the 45 and has a first down to the 40-yard line. And they'll move the sticks across the way with 26.7 seconds to go. Paris with one timeout remaining. They're going to hold on to that. Get to the line of scrimmage quickly. Clock's moving now. 24 seconds to go. Spread formation. Newland pumps once. Throws across the middle. Man is open and it's caught. Caught for a first down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Caught there by Ethan Graham. 6'3", 170-pound senior wide receiver. First down catch. Hurry-up mode for the Tigers. 15 seconds left to go. Snap to Newland. Wants to throw. Under pressure. And now he's hit and sacked. Hit and sacked. And brought down. Sack and now a timeout. The last timeout wanted by head coach Jeremy Klotfelder with 7.8 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We're going to hold it right here. Indian defense again put to the test here as they face a second down and 15 from their own 28-yard line, leading 6-0 here, trying to knock off the favorite Tigers, pull off a LIC upset. Still a long way to go, though. So far, so good. If you're an Indian fan, the Indians on top. 6-0. Chance to shut an opponent out.
Well, Steve, Lawrenceville does not look like a team that enters on a 13-game losing streak. You know, they've not won a game for parts of 3 seasons, and you wouldn't know that by watching them play today.
It's just unfortunate they can't take advantage of their offensive opportunities. Pad this lead at 6-0 now, 7.8 seconds to go here in the second quarter. See what Coach Klotfelder, Jeremy Klotfelder, wants to pull out here. Single back in the backfield, offset to the left side. Trips to the right side. They're going to throw to the left side.
Down
and he goes. Down goes the quarterback. And big number 70 in there for the Indians. That's Ryan Schultz. Schultz, the 6'2", 225-pound sophomore, sacked him. And that ends the first half of play. And listen to these fans. Indians on top here at halftime. People's State Bank scoreboard, halftime score, Lawrenceville Indians 6, Paris Tigers nothing. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Ready to jump? This is going to be amazing.
Just one sec. I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know. Cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
Casey State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit caseystatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. Casey State Bank. Your community. Your bank. Member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Ed Loeb Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson from the Toyota Boshuku Press Box. Lawrenceville Indians lead the Paris Tigers by a score of 6-0. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Indians 6, Paris nothing. That's right, 6-0. Indians on top of the Tigers. Could be even better. Indians had the ball a couple of other times inside the Paris 10-yard line, couldn't come away with any points, did score on a touchdown pass, but so far so good. Bill, Indians on top, 6-0.
Yeah, you know, Steve, Lawrenceville's entered this game having lost 13 in a row, and you sure never know that by looking at this game. The Indians battled Paris all throughout the first quarter to a scoreless tie. Paris had the ball down, actually, in the red zone a couple times, but the Indians buckled down and made some fourth down plays and stopped them. Finally, Lawrenceville took the lead for the first time all season, first time in quite a while. 43-yard pass from Brennan Winningham to his older brother, Blaine Winningham. 43-yard pass with 2:09 to play in the first half, capped off a 40-yard scoring drive, and the Indians took the lead 6-0. The pass for 2 points failed. Statistically, this game's very even. The Indians have 7 first downs in this game, as does Paris, 7 first downs apiece. Some stats on the ground. The Indians have carried it 20 times for 38 yards. Beeman leads the way with 20 yards on 5 carries. The Indians through the air, Winningham has completed 5 out of 9 passes for 66 yards in that touchdown. The Indians have 135 yards total offense. Winningham is 6 of 14 through the air with an interception for 121 yards. Blaine Winningham has caught 3 of those passes for 90 yards. He has had catches of 39, 7, and 43 yards. Beeman caught the other 3 completions for 31 yards on catches of 8, 13, and 10 yards. Paris not really doing much. Hunter Newlands carried the ball 10 times but has only 4 yards. Zorn's carried it 3 times for 22 yards, and Landrum's 3 carries for 10 yards. Again, through the air, Newland is 5 of 9 with an interception for 66 yards. So the Indians have 135 yards total offense here at halftime. Paris 104 yards. So far so good, as Lawrenceville looks to break that 13-game losing streak that dates back over the past 3 seasons.
All right, the Marching Indians performing here at Loeb Field for the first time in the 2019 season. And the crowd enjoying their performance as the Indians lead here by a score of 6-0. We'll be back after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Your favorites continue on Light 103 WAKO-FM Lawrenceville Vincennes, a DLC Media radio station.
We're back here at Edlow Field. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. We're joined by Josh Brown of the Robinson newspaper. And Josh is down here. He covers not only sports in Crawford County for Robinson, but also covers sports for Lawrence County for the Lawrenceville Daily Record. Josh, what do you think of this first half?
I think the Indians are playing pretty well right now. I think they maybe have Paris a little shell-shocked here, you know, as well as they've been playing here. And actually, like I think you guys mentioned, they should probably be up, you know, two or possibly three scores at this point.
You think the Tigers overlooked the Indians coming down here?
I think that's a possibility. You know, Paris coming in, they went undefeated in the conference last year and off to a 2-0 start. This year, I think maybe so.
Indians have had some success, able to move the ball around a little bit. Beeman's been able to run the ball a little bit. Passing game, Blaine Winningham's had a good first half. So a little balance, which is something Coach Reeder said they had to have, balance between run and pass, and to keep Paris from loading up against the run or the pass, and they've been able to do that.
Right. You know, Coach Reeder, he was at Albemarle for a few years. He definitely likes to air it out a little bit if possible, and the passing game seems to be coming along. If they can continue to have that success, I think you know, there's good things to come for the Indians.
Indians defense, as we mentioned before, held. Paris had the ball a couple of times with a chance to score, but Indian defense stepped to the forefront.
Yep, they've come up and made some big plays when they needed to, you know, kind of that bend but don't break. You know, Paris had a couple of drives there where they had a chance to score, and the Indians were able to hold up shop.
All right. Last night, of course, the league had most of the action. Anything from last night surprise you?
You know, a little bit. You know, the Robinson Flora game was an interesting game. You know, 8-2. You know, two safeties and one touchdown in that game. You know, a defensive battle from both teams. Both teams pretty solid on the defensive side. Not much to speak of offensively. That score surprised me a little bit because both teams came in with pretty potent rushing statistics in their first two games, and neither one of them really got much going in that game. Other than that, you know, Casey beat Newton. Maybe a little bit of a surprise there. You know, Olney continued to roll, you know, with a win over Red Hill. You know, the Salukis, you know, still trying to get off the schneid there a little bit. They had a pretty tough slate to start out with.
Well, if the Indians could hold on here, that would really cause an upheaval at the top of this little Illini conference football wise.
Definitely so. You know, Olney sitting at 3-0, Flora sitting at 3-0, and you know, Lawrenceville can knock off the defending champs here. I think that would, you know, open up some eyes, you know, to the rest of the conference.
I guess Flora, probably out of the teams we mentioned at the top, is probably the surprise, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They're like I said, they're pretty sound. You know, from what I saw their statistics for the first two games. You know, they didn't do much offensively last night, but like I said, Robinson's defense is pretty stout. They've only given up now 29 points in three games and no more than 160 yards of offense. So they contained Flora pretty well, but Flora at the same time, had, you know, their defense was up to the task to shut down Robinson last night. So, yeah, they've got things going pretty well down there. So, you know, they'd be somebody to contend with here potentially.
Well, the Lawrenceville Invitational Cross Country Meet took place at Lawrenceville City Park course today. You were in attendance there at that?
Yep. Yeah, I was out there taking pictures this morning. I haven't heard final results yet, but I know the Indians, they ran pretty well. I think all three girls finished, you know, near the front. I think they had two boys finish in the top 10 from what I saw. So a good showing by the Lawrence County Co-op squad there.
All right. Again, the Indians lead here by a score of 6-0 with Josh Brown from the Robinson newspaper here. Tell us about a weekend in your life. You're covering both Lawrenceville and Crawford County. That's got to keep you busy.
Yeah, it keeps me pretty hopping. You know, there's always something going on, fortunately, with the close proximity. A lot of the Crawford County teams and Lawrence County teams play each other, so that helps me out a little bit, you know, being able to get a kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, with that. But, yeah, I'm, you know, hopping all the time. My phone's constantly ringing, the email's constantly coming through. You know, it's pretty hectic, but I love it. You know, it's, you know, covering high school sports, you know, I can't think of much better thing to be doing.
Yeah, it's high school sports are great, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know, that kind of the most, you know, pure form of sports. You got kids out there playing for the love of the game, and just watching them being able to compete and do what they love to do. But can't think of any place I'd rather be.
And the thing about high school sports is you just never know. Take this game, for instance.
Right.
A lot of people would have thought that this game would be lopsided in favor of the Paris Tigers, but on any given day, as they say, and, you know, when you get high school kids out there, you just never, ever know. And the Indians are just playing the game of their lives.
Yep, that's exactly right. You have to show up and play every day. And you never know what can happen. If you come out and play to the best of your ability, you know, good things can happen, and the Indians are showing that so far today.
Now the key here in the second half is if they can sustain it.
Yes. You know, that is a big key. You know, there's still two full quarters of football to play. You know, it takes four good quarters to get a win, and they got two down and two more to go.
Coach Clodfelder's done a great job up at Paris. The Tigers, for a while, were really doormats. Couldn't win a football game. They went 4 or 5 years without a football win. But gradually, they started to get better players, and they changed coaches. Clodfelder got there, and now they're the defending league champions. And many folks thought they were perhaps even better this year than last year.
Yes, you know, that's what I've been told by some of the people I've spoken with, that they feel that this team is just as good, if not better, than last year's squad. So that again is a testament to what Coach Ryder's doing here with the Indians, to be able to have them, you know, in this ballgame and actually leading this ballgame at this point. You know, Paris is, like you said, you know, they've been down. Coach Clodfelder came in. He had a pretty successful run down at Benton prior to Paris, and brought that culture and mentality up to Paris, and it seems to be paying off for them. But like I said, you know, the Indians are right there, you know, going toe-to-toe with them, and that's all you can ask for.
Travis Ryder, of course, in his first year as Indian head coach. He, of course, previously coached at Oblong, led them to the playoffs. Just your impression of him. You've had a chance to cover him before. Just your impressions of him.
He is a pretty, you know, pretty sound offensive mind. He's got, you know, he knows what he's doing on that side of the ball. He's able to, you know, kind of, he's innovative with that new spread offense style that a lot of coaches are going to nowadays, and he's really good about, you know, finding ways to get the ball in his athletes' hands. You know, good, you know, disciplinarian. He's not going to, you know, let the kids get away with much. He's going to hold them accountable. Like I said, he did good things at Oblong, really got their program going, got them to the playoffs twice, the only two times in program history that they've been to the playoffs. And I think, you know, give him time to get his system fully in place, I think, you know, he'll have the Indians right there in that same place.
Yeah, and he's also got the interest up, more kids out this year, and that was one of the really big bugaboos last year. He just didn't have any players, but he's got the interest up here and got some athletes out for football.
Right, that's definitely the first step, is getting the kids out to play. And if you can get the kids out and get them interested, get them to buy in, you know, and then the success starts happening, you're going to get more and more kids to buy in, and that's going to trickle down, you know, through the younger levels, get more interest and get them coming up through the ranks. And that's what it takes. You know, just gotta build that program, that try to get that winning tradition going, and good things will happen.
All right, that's Josh Brown with the Robinson Daily News talking with us here at halftime. Here, this surprising result thus far, 6-0 Lawrenceville on top. Josh, thanks for talking to us.
And no problem.
And have a good second half.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be back with more. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Bill and I will be back to talk about this first half. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hi, this is Billy Gray, lending officer at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, inviting you to come in for a visit. I'm happy to be part of a team with a wide variety of borrowing opportunities, competitive rates, fast closing times, and most importantly, decisions made by local lenders you know and trust. Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport and Lawrenceville are growing and quickly becoming the most trusted banking partner in Lawrence County.
Citizens National Bank, Bridgeport, Lawrenceville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the Dobson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a bad deal.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome a new pediatrician to the community. Dr. Norma Kreiline is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kreiline is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on this Saturday afternoon. Lawrenceville 6, Paris nothing. As both ball clubs back out, getting ready for the second half of action. We neglected to mention earlier that the Indians are trying to snap a two-game losing skid to Paris. Indians lost last year at Paris, 40-8. Last year on this field, Paris rolled to a 63-0 win. 3 years ago, the Indians won a thriller at Paris by a score of 28-22, so the Tribe trying to snap a two-game losing skid. Overall in this series, the teams have met eight times. Indians lead 5-2 in the series. Well, Bill, a pleasant surprise in the first half. Indians leading 6-0.
Yeah, I want to give a little shout-out to the guys on the offensive line too, Steve. They've got Schultz out there and Ruben Blassingame and Bryce Bedwell and Logan Angle, and Damon Parkman's been playing at tackle quite a bit too. They don't get a lot of credit, but today those guys are doing an outstanding job, and you know they're battling the injury bug just like everybody else. It's good to see them in there. They're doing a good job on both sides of the ball. Reedley had that Schultz had that big sack in the first half to keep Paris out of the end zone, so hats off to the linemen today too.
All right, we'll run over the scores again from last night as we get set for the second half of action here, in case you may have missed it. It was in non-conference play, South Vermillion, Indiana over Marshall, 40-34. Casey Westfield defeated Newton, 21-12. It was Alney over the Red Hills Salukis, 41-8. And in a low-scoring affair, Flora over Robinson, 8-2. Around the area, Mount Carmel, 55, Princeton, 14. 50 in Oakwood, 84, oblong nothing. Ancestor over Edwards County, 32-21. Over in Indiana, it was Mount Vernon over Vincennes Lincoln, 35-18. And North Knox defeating Boonville, 34-20. Indians are at Chevesky Field next Friday against the Newton Eagles.
You mentioned that oblong score, Steve, and I know Oakwood Vivian is year in, year out, one of the best small school teams in the state. But I think this year, don't they have the three schools together? Aren't Oblong, Palestine,
yeah,
and Hudsonville all three playing together on that team? Red Hill plays them later in the season, I know. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic. Three teams together there. They finally joined together. I know, you know, I think we're going to be seeing more and more of that as we go on. In fact, eight-man football has invaded Illinois, from what I understand. There are approximately 20 teams up, mostly all north of here, playing in a eight-man competition this year, and they're even going to have an eight-man state tournament, from what I understand. That's quite a wild game. I spent a couple years out in western Nebraska, where there were a lot of really small schools, and eight-man football was very popular, and it was just a crazy, crazy game. A lot of open field action. They played on an 80-yard field, and you only needed 8 yards for a first down, and penalties were 4, 8, and 12 instead of 5, 10, and 15 yards. Entertaining way to spend a Friday night watching guys from small schools run all over the football field.
Well, Bill, the question is, can the Indians sustain it? As I asked Josh, can they do it? Can they sustain it? Need to get another touchdown or two would be nice in there to pad this lead, but as it is, so far so good, 6-0, but can they sustain it?
Well, you know, Paris has really shown not much offense. They've not shown that they can do a whole lot with the football, so, if they don't score this half, Lawrence is going to win the game. If they don't score again this half, and I like the Indians' chances. I'd rather be Lawrenceville than Paris right now, put it that way. I'd rather be leading 6-0 than trailing, although Paris does get the football, so I think maybe it's important the Indians make a statement on the first drive and shut them down again.
All right, 6-0 is our score. Just about ready to begin the second half of action. Glad you're with us here at Loeb Field, Saturday afternoon, the home opener. And thus far, the Indians have surprised and lead 6-0 here, but again, a lot of football yet to go here. As Bill mentioned, the Tigers will receive the football to begin the second half. Indians will kick off, going from my right to my left here as we view it from the Toyota Bushoku press box. Lawrenceville Indian football brought your way by Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. High quality and effective health care for you and your family. And by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington. Bill Dobson Ford has a Dobson deal. It's a better deal for you, Bill Dobson Ford. Indians getting set to kick off here. Roman Gossett will kick it away. Squib kick taken by one of the up men. He drops right at the 50-yard line. So good field position to start for the Tigers right at midfield to begin the second half. So the Tigers led by quarterback Hunter Newland out onto the field. Be interesting to see what sort of adjustments head coach Jeremy Klotfelder has made. Looks like he's got this single man to the left and the right, and backs offset. Now, for some reason, a stoppage in play before we even begin things here at midfield. Now they're ready to go, I guess. Spread formation. Backs offset. Here's a give up the middle to the running back. That's Coy Landrum. Landrum's across to the 48-yard line, I should say. The 48 picked up about 2. So it'll be second down and about 8. Parkman on the stop for the Indians. Parkman with a fumble recovery in the first half and made that stop there from his linebacker spot. Second down. Here's a give to Landrum again. Up the middle he goes, and he drags tacklers across the 45 down to about the 42-yard line. So it looks like the Tigers have come out here and they said, we're going to load up our formation here, put some blocking backs in the backfield, and just give it to Landrum and let him run. And that's what they've been doing here, at least these first few plays. Single men to the left and the right. Three backs in the backfield. They give to Landrum outside. Has running room, 40, 35, across the 35, down to about the 30-yard line. But we have a flag on the play, I believe.
It's coming back. That's holding. Penalties the first half, Steve. Paris 1 for 15. The Indians 2 for 15. This is going to be Paris's third of the game.
They walk it off. It'll be back to midfield. In fact, inside Paris territory, a 15-yard walk-off. Of course, in high school, they walk the penalties off from the spot of the foul rather than the line of scrimmage. So it's back at the 46. Well, now they adjust it, and they put it right at midfield. So it'll be third down and 10. Third and 10. In split left and right. Here is quarterback Newland wanting to throw. Can't find anybody open. Under pressure. And is going to be driven down. No, he gets the ball off. Pass is caught. Caught at the 40-yard line. Close to a first down. Depends on where they mark it. Boy, that was a good throw there under duress by Hunter Newland. He found the receiver, Carter Hayes. And he was tripped up, but he got a well, it's fourth down. I stand corrected. They had a long way to go. That was not a first down. Fourth down now. What is first down? It is first down. They didn't flip the markers over across the way. It is a first down for the Tigers. I stand corrected. Here is a give up the middle to the running back, Nathan Zorn. Up the middle he goes, inside the 25, down to the 22. Big, strong run there by Zorn, and all of a sudden the Tigers starting to eat up some ground here with their ground game as they've put some backs in the backfield, and they're going to just run the football. Here is a run up the middle to the running back, Zorn, to the outside, to the 10, to the 5, knocked down at the 5-yard line. And all of a sudden the Tigers beginning to roar here, pardon the pun, in the second half. They have a first and goal at the Indian 5-yard line.
Yeah, Zorn's gained 17 yards on back-to-back carries. Now up to 56 on the game.
Two-man split to the right side. Single man to the left side. Here is a give up the middle to the running back into the end zone to touchdown. Touchdown, the Tigers. And that was
Mason Stuck.
Stuck in there. Number 6, the junior, with a touchdown run. And the Tigers have drawn even. And a chance to take the lead with the extra point kick coming up here momentarily. Newland is the holder for the extra point kick. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. The kick is high. And the kick is no good. No good. Off to the right. On the People's State Bank scoreboard. 9:43 to go. Third quarter. Lawrenceville 6, Paris 6. Back with the Tiger kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku. You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here at Low Field, line drive kickoff off of an Indian recovered by Drevin Sanders, a 5'7", 175-pound sophomore. And the Indians will have good field position to start this drive, first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. 9:41 to go here in the third quarter. Paris has caught the Indians, tied at six, I should say. 6-6 tie. First and 10 for the Tribe. Again at the 40-yard line. Let's see if the Indians can do something offensively here with his first drive of the second half. Spread formation. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Winningham wanting to throw, throws, passes caught across the middle. Caught, now the ball fumbled but recovered by the Indians up front. That's Blaine Winningham recovering after the catch made by Skyler Toole, I believe. It was. First down for the Indians. Lucky there. Ball out of the hands of the Indian receiver and right to Blaine Winningham. Johnny on the spot. First and 10 at the 45-yard line. Two men split to the left. Single man to the right side. Back offset. Spread formation, high snap, Winningham under pressure, down he goes, and in there to sack him was number 7, Coy Landrum. And that again was precipitated by a bad snap from center that handcuffed the Indian quarterback, and he looked up and there was Landrum on top of him, and down he went at the 45.
Yeah, loss of 10, so it's going to be second and 20.
8:35 to go here in the third quarter. Lawrenceville 6, Paris 6. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left side. Spread formation. Back offset. Winningham wanting to throw. Has some time. Throws. Pass is caught. Caught for a first down. Well, not for a first down, but inside the 30. To the 39-yard line. Inside the 40. Blaine Winningham, a leaping catch on the sideline. Right in front of the Indian bench. Blocked off there for a minute. Couldn't see the yard lines, but that's at the 39, so it makes it a more manageable third down and about 4.
What a catch.
It certainly was by Blaine Winningham.
He's now got 4 grabs for 106 yards in the ball game.
He had to use all of his 6'3" height to gather that in, the 180-pound senior. So third down and manageable now for the Indians. 3rd and 4. Paris showing blitz, and they jump into the middle.
Good job. Great job. Went on the long count, drew him off sides. That's going to be a first down by penalty.
So a free 5 for the Indians. And that'll enable them to move the sticks inside the 35 to the Paris 34-yard line.
Steve, you know how hard that is as a lineman to maintain your discipline, to concentrate. It sounds easy, but it's not that easy. They all did a good job and drew Paris offside. It wasn't just one of the Tigers that jumped. It was 4 or 5 of them. Great job.
Now Winningham under center gives to the running back Beeman off the left side. He's hit and wrestled down by a host of Tiger tacklers, led in there by big number 71, Ethan Branch. He's a 5'8", 240-pound junior. Wrestled him down after about a 2-yard gain for Christian Beeman. Beeman, a 5'11", 220-pound senior for the Tribe, leading ground gainer on the season. 2nd and 8, 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. All even at 6, Lawrenceville and Paris here at Loeb Field in the season opener. 2nd down. Blaine Winningham splitting now to the right side. Split backfield. Brendan Winningham can't get to the line of scrimmage in time. A little confusion there by the Indians and have to burn a timeout. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout here in the third quarter. Lawrenceville 6, Paris 6. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Juco Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Back here at Ed Lowe Field in the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Indian football, Indian home opener. Tied at 6. Indians led 6-0 at the half. Paris with the only points here in this third quarter. Indians on the move. Second down and 8 from the Paris 32. Brendan Winningham up under center. In split left and right. 2 to the left. Single man to the right. Winningham wanting to throw under pressure. And down he goes. Sacked at the 40-yard line. 8-yard sack there by the Paris defense. So third down and long for the Indians. Clock moving with 6:17 to go here in the third quarter. So the Tigers with a big sack there, setting up this third down and long play. Single man split to the left side, two split to the right. And Indians again with a little confusion with regard to their offensive personnel. Now they split two to left and right. Spread formation. Throw to the side. Pass caught by Blaine Winningham. He's to the 35 and wrapped up there. Well short of the first down. Got about 5 or 6 yards on that reception to the left side.
Now the question, Steve, is what do you do? It's 4th and 11, 4th and long. Do you try to pick up the first down, which it looks like they might be going to try to do, or do you try to punt because, you know, he's had one good punt today and one not so good?
Indian offense is going to stay out there. 4th down and long. 4th and 11 from the Paris 35. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Trips to the right side. Single, two men to the left side. Empty backfield. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham under pressure. Rolls to the left side. Trying to run for it. Can he get there? He lowers his shoulder, but it's not going to get to the first down sticks. And he's knocked out of bounds inside the 30. About the 28, 29-yard line, short of the first down. So Paris will take over, 1st and 10 at the 28-yard line. They're on 28, so the Tigers hold on downs. And another promising Indian drive is stopped. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, tied at 6. And the Tiger offense on the field. Full house backfield. Spread formation and the give up the middle to the running back. That's Landrum. Landrum off the left side. Cross the 35 to the 40-yard line. And a first down run for Coy Landrum. Looks like head coach Jeremy Klaufelder says, we're just going to get behind our big offensive line and go with a full house backfield, Bill, and just run the ball right down the Indians' throats.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to wear the Indians down a little bit.
Give off to the running back up the middle, and he's to the 45. Wait for him to unpile. I think that was Ethan Graham on that carry. Nope. That was number 4, Sam Mays, on the carry. Sam Mays is a senior, 5'11", 170-pounder. Picked up about 6 yards, 2nd down and 4. From the 46, their own 46 for the Tigers. Give to the third man through, wrapped up and driven down. Landrum sacked, or not sacked, but at least wrapped up in the backfield that time. Nice play made in there by the Indians, Chase Hooper, 5'9", 175-pound senior.
Lost a couple. Going to be 3rd and 6 from the 44 now.
Third down. Can the Indian defense, which has been pretty solid here today, come up with another stop here on these couple of downs. I'm anticipating that Paris will go for it, but they may not. Again, the full house backfield. In split left and right. Long count. Fake. Newland wants to throw. It's going to be knocked away. And this ball scramble for it. Loose ball. And the Indians, I think, have the football. Damon Parkman caused that, as he leaped up and knocked it out of the hands of Newland. And looks like Paris got it back. No sign from the official, so Paris will keep it, but it'll be 4th down. Parkman knocked the ball away. And it was a scramble for it, and the Indians could not come away with it. Now Paris will punt, so they are going to punt. And back deep, Winningham along with Chisholm for the Indians, both back about their 20-yard line. Here's the snap. It's a low snap, but gathered in by the punter. And a high end-over-end kick. Takes a Paris, oh, now an Indian bounce, and it's down at the Indian 26-yard line, 27-yard line. Let's make it first and 10 for the Indians from their own 27. 2:41 to go, third quarter. Lawrenceville 6, Paris 6. And the Indian offense back onto the field. And here comes Brendan Winningham out to lead the Indians at the quarterback. He's battling tooth and nail against the favored Tigers here, and they're right with him, 6-6. Led 6-0 at the half. Two men split to the left side. And two to the right side, back offset to the right side. That's Beeman. Here is Winningham hit and sacked. Sacked inside the 20-yard line, down at about the 18. So a loss there. So it'll be second down and long. Loss of what, eight? Loss of about eight.
Yes, exactly, eight. Back to the 19.
Paris again, coming with pressure. They got a sack on Brennan Winningham. Blaine Winningham splits to the left side. And this time, Brennan Winningham will be up under center. Trips to the right side. Winningham wanting to throw under pressure. Throws in the middle, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by big number 70. That's Logan Bartley. He's a 6'4", 305-pound sophomore.
Wow.
Made the interception. Brendan Winningham threw it into traffic, and right there was big number 70, Bartley, for the interception. And there's a turnover. An unfortunate turnover for the Indians, and Paris has the ball. First and 10 at the 23-yard line, the Indian 23. With a minute 54 to go here in the third quarter play, tied at 6. Paris with a defensive takeaway. Now the Tigers on offense with a chance to take a lead. Two men split to the left. Single man to the right side. Backs offset to the left and right. Here's a give off the left side to Zorn. Zorn is wrapped up after a 2-yard gain. Down to about the 20-yard line. Make it the 21-yard line. So it'll be second down and 8. 1:35 to go, third quarter. 6-6 our score. Paris at the Indian 22 with a second down and 8. In split left and right, 2 to the right side. Back offset to the left side. They give it to him off the left side. And up the middle goes Zorn. Zorn wrapped up for a gain of about 3 or 4. It'll be third down and long.
It'll be about 3rd and 6.
Minute 5 to go here in the third quarter play. Tigers 6, Indians 6. Tigers trying to take a lead here. Off the interception by Logan Bartley. Defensive lineman. In split left and right, to the left, single man to the right side, back offset to the left side. Here is Newland keeping it himself. He's to the 15 and dragged down short of the first down. He had to get to about the 13-14 yard line, dragged down at the 15. It'll be fourth down and 1, so he's short. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter play.
I would anticipate that they might just let the clock run out.
21 seconds to go, 25 on the play clock. They don't have to run a play unless they so desire. It looks like Coach Klotfelder wants them to run a play here. They go from the spread formation and split left and right. Back offset to the left side. Give up the middle to the running back, and he dives forward for the first down inside the 15 to about the 13.
Yeah, he made it on second effort. The Indians had him stacked up there and stopped, but was that Zorn again?
That was.
Nice second effort by him on his part. And
that's the end of the third quarter of play on the People's State Bank scoreboard. After 3 here in Lawrenceville at Loeb Field. Lawrenceville 6, Paris 6. Back with the final period in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football brought your way by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers, and by the Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family at a time of need. 12 minutes to go in this one, all even at 6-6. The Indians surprising the Paris Tigers here this afternoon. Staying right with the favored Tigers, but Paris in good shape now as they have a first down at the Indian 12-yard line, a chance to break the 6-6 tie. Indian defense could use a turnover.
That's just what I was thinking.
Here is a give to the running back up the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown Zorn from 12 yards out. Nathan Zorn, the senior, with the touchdown. He left Indians in his wake. And so Paris takes the lead, 12-6 with 11:54 to go in the game, and the extra point coming up here. Let's see if they go for two. Looks like they will as they keep the offense out there. Hunter Newland staying in there at the quarterback. He sends trips to the right side, single man to the left side, back offset. Here is Newland keeping it up the middle. He goes. Did he get to the end zone? Nope. Did not get in for the two. So with 11:54 to go here in the fourth quarter, Paris now has the lead, but by only six. It's Paris 12, Lawrenceville 6 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Back in 30 seconds with the Paris kickoff. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. 11:54 to go in this game. Paris now leading for the first time today, 12-6 on the Nathan Zorn touchdown run. Indians with Blaine Winningham back deep. Parkman also back there. And Lathan Chisholm to await this kick. High end-over-end kick. Winningham will take it at about the 6-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and out of bounds, steps out of bounds across the 30 to the 32-yard line. First and 10 for the Indians at their own 32. 11:47 to go in the game, trailing now 12-6. So the Indian offense now back under the gun here as they trail for the first time today.
Well, 68 yards from tying this thing up. We're capable of moving the ball that far.
Two men split to the left side. And two split to the right. Spread formation. Back offset is Beeman. And Beeman is, well, actually, Winningham keeps the ball himself. And he has a good running room off the left side. Boy, he faked me out. I had Beeman with the football.
Pretty good trick. I saw him tackle Beeman, but they didn't blow the whistle. So I knew something was up.
And he gets, Winningham does, across the 40 to the 41, very close to a first down. Excellent ball fake there to Christian Beeman. I was watching him, and all of a sudden, the ball was on the other side of the field with Brendan Winningham still in possession. So second down and short, second and one at the 41, their own 41 for the Indians. 11:08 to go in the game, trailing 12-6. Spread formation, man in motion is Toole. Here's Winningham keeping the ball himself. Spun down after a minimal gain, trying to get to the first down sticks. Don't think he got there quite. Now he's going to be short by about a half a yard. So it'll be third down.
Again, Steve, there was trouble with the snap. That ball hit the ground. That's maybe half a dozen times today, and they just got to get that cleaned up. You just can't have that. Certainly hampered that play. I'm not even sure that that was the design for him to run the football.
Third down and one. Got to convert here. 10:30 to go in the game. 12-6 Paris. Single man split to the left side. Two split to the right. Winningham up under center. And tries to dive forward. I don't think he got there.
Well,
now he does.
Second effort
first
again.
First down. Yes, indeed. Second effort led the way. And a first down for the Indians. He didn't have it initially, but kept the legs churning. Got the first down. First and 10 for the Indians. At the 43. Their own 43 with 10 minutes to go in the game by the time they snap the football. 12-6. Paris. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback. Paris showing blitz. And here's a give to Beeman off the left side. Has running room. He's close to midfield at the 49-yard line. Christian Beeman rumbling off the left side. Good blocking over there by the offensive line. And good work by Beeman to follow those blockers. Picked up about six. Be second down and four. Near midfield at the 49. Their own 49 for the Indians. 9:20 to go in the game. Single man split to the left side, two split to the right, spread formation. Beeman offset to the right side. Brendan Winningham in the spread formation wants to throw under pressure. Brings it down, tries to head to the sidelines, going to be knocked out of bounds. Over across the way, right in front of the Paris Tiger bench, and head coach Jeremy Clodfelder.
No gain on the play, so we've got two plays now to pick up 4 yards.
8:44 in the clock, moving here in this fourth quarter of play. Sun-drenched afternoon here at Loeb Field. Indians trying to pull off the upset. Trail by six, 12-6. 8:30 to go in the game. Single man split, actually two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Beeman offset to the left side. Winningham in the spread formation. Brennan fakes, throws long down the side. The pass is intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers at the 35-yard line. Pass interception picked off there by number 30, I believe.
Not a 30. 30 on, yeah, it's probably 32.
32, Eli Board.
Yeah.
Got the glad hand over there, over across the way, right in front of the Paris bench. Make that interception. That's two. Killer interceptions here in the second half by Brendan Winningham. And the Tigers now with the football on a 12-6 lead, 8:15 to go in the game. Spread formation, empty backfield. Now they give on the jet sweep to the outside to Carter Hayes. And Hayes is driven down on a nice tackle by Damon Parkman. One-on-one tackle by the Indians Parkman, the 6-foot, 185-pound senior. He's played a tremendous game on defense. Fumble recovery and a forced fumble, and that tackle there, along with several other tackles.
Who carried that, Steve?
That was
21 Hayes.
Yeah, Hayes. Here's a give to the running back. That's Landrum this time on the carry, and he picks up about two to the 36-yard line, where it'll be third down and eight. Third and seven. Let's make that. Third and seven. 7:20 to go in the game. 12-6 Paris on top. They have all the points here in the second half. Indians with a four-man front. Two down linemen. Two up defensive ends. T formation in the backfield. Now here's Newland wanting to throw. Throws. The pass is caught. Caught across the middle. 45-40. Down to the 35-yard line. Nice catch there. And run after the catch by Sam Mays. Mays with a good catch. Boy, Landrum held on to the ball. Newland held on to the ball to the very last second and got it away and found his receiver in stride. That's a big first down. First and 10 at the Indian 35-yard line with 6:50 to go in the game. And the clock moving. Paris leading by a score of 12-6. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. They give to the running back up the middle. That is Zorn. Zorn to the outside. 20, 15, 10, 5. Knocked out of bounds. Inside the 10 at about the 5-yard line. Might be inside. Hey, look, he is inside the 5. Looks like they're going to mark him out at about the 2. First and goal for Paris at the 2 of the Indians. And a chance to put up a big score here with 6:29 to go in the game. Chance to make this a 2-score advantage. He's marked him out at the 2, first and goal at the 2. 6:29 to go in the game. Play coming in from the sideline. Two split to the right side, single man to the left. Give up the middle, bursting through and into the end zone for the touchdown. Nathan Zorn, the senior running back. Touchdown Zorn, and Paris leads by a score of 18-6 with the extra point attempt coming up here. 18 unanswered points by the Tigers here in the second half. Now they'll go for two. Trips to the right side, single man to the left side, back offset to the right side. Newland wanting to throw to the left side, throws and the pass is caught, but an in for the two. Just getting inside the pylon is Garrett King, the junior, with a nice reception, diving inside the pylon for the two. So with 6:25 to go in the game, score now reads Paris Tigers 20, Lawrenceville Indians 6. We're back with the kickoff. Again on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 26 Paris. This is Indian football on Light 103.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for 3 generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Indian football brought your way by People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts and also by Toyota Bushuku. Apply to join their team today. Here's the Paris kickoff, and it's taken by the Indians. Parkman gets it up about the 8-yard line. He's to the 10 and in trouble, and down he goes at the 10-yard line. Some confusion there with regard to who is going to take that ball. Parkman ended up getting it after it was fumbled away. And the Indians are in a world of hurt now. They're at their own 10-yard line, trailing now by a score of 20-6 with only 6:17 to go in the game. Well, Paris did as we thought they would, try to wear the Indians out. They came out and went with the run game, mixed with the pass a little bit.
That was a pretty impressive drive, Steve. It covered 68 yards in 8 plays, took 2:09 off the clock. All of that drive was on the ground. Zorn had a couple big runs in there and eventually ran in for the two-yard touchdown run.
So now the Indians have to try to come back. Here's Winningham on the option play, out to Parkman. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Dives forward for close to a first down. Damon Parkman in the Indian backfield. And that's going to be a first down for the Indians as he moves the sticks across the way.
I think everybody'd like to see Damon carry the ball more, Steve, but the problem is when he's carrying the ball in the backfield, he can't be playing tackle, and he's probably our best lineman, at least offensively. They tell me he can really pull and open some holes, so he can't do both of those things.
Two men split to the left side, two to the right, back offset to the right side. That's Christian Beeman. Up the middle he goes, and a first down run across the 30 to about the 35-yard line. Beeman with a big hole, and he really rammed through it with a quick burst of speed. And a first down for the Indians. 5:43 to go in the game. First down for the Indians. They mark the ball at the Tribe 35-yard line. Now the clock moving, 5:33 to go in the game. In split to the left side, it's Blaine Winningham. Two men split to the right side, spread formation. It's Brennan Winningham keeping himself and nowhere to go. Down he goes for a loss of one. Tried the quarterback keeper off the left side, and Paris was waiting on it. Down he goes for a sack. Second down and 11. 5 minutes to go in the game by the time the Indians snap this football, trailing 20-6. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Beeman offset to the left side of Brennan Winningham in the shotgun formation. Wants to throw across the middle. The pass is caught! Caught! By Cale Powell. He's to the 20, to the 15. Down he goes inside of the 10-yard line. Powell wide open. The 160-pound senior. Big play there. And a nice throw by Brennan Winningham. Caught him in stride. And the Indians are in business at the 10-yard line. First and 10. First and goal at the 10. 4:35 to go in the game. A quick score here. And it'll be interesting. With still 4 minutes to go. Got a score here.
56 yards on that play, the longest play of the game for the Tribe.
Powell gathering that pass in from Winningham. A nice route. Spread formation. Back offset to the left side. That is Parkman. Here's a give to him. No, Winningham keeps it himself. He's to the 10, to the 5, diving toward the end zone. Is he in there for the touchdown? The officials have not said.
The Indians say he's in.
Well, they don't make a difference what they say. The official says he's out at the one. So it'll be second and goal from the one.
Actually, it should be a first down, shouldn't it? Maybe not. No,
they were at the 10.
Right.
To start
right.
the drive. So
right.
After that catch. So second and goal for the Indians. Got to get in here and get some time. Leave some time on the clock. 4:02 to go. He did get out of bounds at the one. So it's second and goal for the Indians at the one. Up Paris. Trying to tighten the game up here. Two men split to the left side. Single man to the right side. Well, two men to the right side. Here is Winningham diving in for the end zone. Touchdown. Brendan Winningham, 1 yard touchdown run at the 3:59 mark. And the Indians have answered with a nice drive. And they have scored. To make the score 20-12 with the extra point attempt coming up here. Two-point attempt coming up here. The Indians did not kick the extra points. And they'll go for the two. Two men split to the left. Two split to the right. Beeman in the backfield. Winningham wanting to throw. Throws. The pass is caught for the two. Caught for the two in the corner of the end zone. Caught there by Skyler Toole. This 165-pound senior. So the Indians not dead yet. 3:59 to go on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville trailing Paris 20-14. Back with the final 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here in the Toyota Bushiku press box, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. 3:59 to go in the game. The Indians down by 6, 20-14.
Steve, that was a 90-yard scoring play. 90 yards, 6 plays, took 220. Of course, the big play was the long pass to Cale Powell, the 56-yard pass over the middle that he took in stride and ran down the sideline and put the Indians in scoring position. Probably their best drive of the year. 90 yards, 6 plays.
Roman Gossett with the kick, a line drive kick taken by one of the Paris up men in Paris territory at the 48-yard line. So the Indian defense now will have to try to come up with a stop, get the ball back for the offense. 3:58 to go in the game. Paris will be trying to run this clock out. They have the lead. 20-14, 3:58 to go in the game. Four-man defensive front for the Tribe. Two down linemen, two up defensive ends. Paris with a full house backfield. Give up the middle to Landrum to the outside. He's to the 50, 45, down the sidelines. 30, 25, knocked out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Landrum with good speed to the outside, the 6'1", 190-pound senior. And a big first down there, deep into Indian territory by Coy Landrum. And a first down run to the Indian 20-yard line. Needless to say, he can't give up any points here. 3:45 to go in the contest. In split left and right. Full house backfield for the Tigers. Here is Newland on the option play. Wants to keep it himself to the outside. Now cuts to the inside. It's maybe a yard to the 19-yard line. It'll be second down and 9. 3:15 to go in the game. Indian defense needs a stop.
I believe the Indians have all three of their timeouts left, and that could come into play here. You know Paris is going to run that. They should run the play clock right down to the last second. 20 seconds on the play clock now.
2:58 to go in the game. Clock moving. Full house backfield. In split left and right. Quarterback Hunter Newland. Spread formation again, milking that play clock. Down to 4. Now wants to throw. Throws to the side. Pass is caught out there in the flat. And out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds was Nathan Zorn. Out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Be third down and long. And I think the Indians have...
That stopped the clock. The ball going out of the you know, he ran out of bounds there. So that's good.
Yeah, that was helpful. No, I think that somebody called a timeout.
Maybe Paris called the timeout?
2:36 to go in the contest on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. Lawrenceville trailing Paris 20-14 back in 30 seconds. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103, 20-14. The Paris Tigers on top. Interesting, Bill, that stoppage of the clock, timeout by Paris there, helping out the Indian cause.
Yeah, it's hard to figure that. I mean, the clock would have been running. The Indians would have had to waste their timeouts. Instead, Paris called one with 2:36 to play. They're facing 3rd and 6. They pick up a first down here, though, and the Indians would be in real trouble.
3rd and 6 at the Indian 16-yard line. Again, full house backfield in split left and right. Here's Newland giving off to Zorn. Bounces to the outside. Can anybody bring him down? Yeah, Skyler Toole does. He tripped him up at a 20-yard line. Nice play by Toole, and now the Indians will burn a timeout. Timeout wanted with 2:25 to go. In the game, Indian timeout. Loss of down there. We'll hold it right here. Fourth down and about nine. Nice play there by Skyler Toole to take out Zorn's legs. He also kept in bounds. So the clock continued to move, and the Indians burned a timeout. Now third down. Got to stop him. Fourth down, I should say. Got to stop him.
Well, you know, if the Indians stop him here, they're going to have a couple minutes and two timeouts to move from 80 to 90 yards.
All right, so it's up to the Indian defense here. It's certainly been a competitive contest between these two ball clubs. Paris heavily favored coming in here. Indians winless on the year. The defending champions, 2-0 here at Loeb Field. But the Indians have given them everything they wanted and more here. And a chance to get the ball back. It's all you want is a chance with the ball and a chance to perhaps tie and maybe win the game. So here we go. Big play here. Fourth down. Paris in there offensively. Fourth and nine from the 19. Newland wants to throw under pressure. Down he goes. Down he goes. Hit and sacked by Logan Angle, the 6'1", 215-pound senior. Or sophomore, I should say. And the Indians have the ball. And the Indians have it, and they have a chance. They have a fighting chance with 2:21 to go in the game. Big sack there by the Indians. Actually, that was Ryan Schultz, I think. What was that angle?
I couldn't tell if it was 70 or 73.
Well, needless to say, the Indians with a big sack there. And so they have the ball. First and 10. Trips to the right side, man in motion now is Beeman to the left side, high snap. Here's a pass over the middle, caught by the Indian receiver. And that's Lathan Chisholm with the catch across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. Pickup of about 7. 2:11 to go in the game and a timeout wanted by the Indian. It looks like we have an injury timeout.
Yeah, it's an official timeout.
All right. 2:11 to go in the game. Injury timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. We'll take a break here. 30-second break. 2:11 to go in the game. Indians with the ball, trailing 20-14. This is Indian football on Light 103.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Loeb Field, Indians with the ball, second down, throw to the sidelines, pass is caught. Caught by the receiver. It's the Jordan Jones. First down catch for him, though, at the 38-yard line. The Indians at the 38. Hurry up offense, 1:49 to go in the game. Indians with all their timeouts, or no timeouts left. Here's a throw down the middle, pass is caught. Caught in the secondary by Jones down inside the 10 to the 9. Now they're going to mark him down outside the 10. They say his knee touched at the 12-yard line. Jordan Jones able to get loose, the 6'1", 180-pound senior. Nice pass by Winningham, Brennan Winningham. In split left and right. Here's Winningham wanting to throw, rolling left side, keeps it himself up the middle. He's to the 5, down inside the 5, still struggling, trying to get to the end zone. Is he in? Down! Touchdown, Indians! Indians have scored, and they've tied the game at 20. Unbelievable! 1:19 to go in the game. How about that? How about that? Went right down the field. and have tied the game and a chance to win it here with the extra point. Two-point conversion coming up. At worst, they'll be tied if they don't make this. With a minute 19 to go, and Paris has all three of their timeouts left. We credited Paris with the timeout. Indians took a timeout earlier in this period. Here's the two-point conversion attempt. Give to Beeman. He's in for the score. Christian Beeman scores with a minute 19 to go in the game. It is now on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 22, Paris 20. Back with the Indian kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Back here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. What a comeback by the Indians. They lead 22-20 with a minute 19 to go in the game. Still some time to go. Paris with all three of their timeouts left. The Indians have taken the lead. Unbelievable. But I guess I saw it, so I have to believe it. Seeing is believing, they say. Indians off the deck. Trailing 20-6 at one point in this second half. Now lead 22-20. And here's the Indian kick. Line drive up the middle. And taken by one of the Paris men, but he had to take it at the 22, so a long field with which to work. At the 22, their own 22. Now the Paris offense under the gun here. Indian fans fired up in front of us here, watching this, a potential upset here in the early season of the Little Illini Conference. All right, still some work to do. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. Here's Newland wanting to throw, throws, passes, caught for a gain across the 30, caught out there by Landrum. And he's to the 31-yard line, and Paris burns one of their timeouts. We're going to hold it right here. 20-6, Bill. The Indians trailed. Who would have thunk it, as they say? But the Indians off the deck. Give them credit. Give them credit. This is 20-6, so they've scored, 16 unanswered points since that time.
Well, it was 6-0. I'm sorry, it was
6-6.
6-6 going to the fourth quarter. So there's been four touchdowns. Both teams have scored two touchdowns each in the fourth quarter. Steve Winningham has, throughout the game, really racked up some numbers. He's at 269 yards passing now through the air, and he's run for a couple of touchdowns.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation, back offset to the right side. Hunter Newland wants to throw, has time. Steps up in the pocket, throws down the sidelines. Man open, incomplete. Had him open, that was Landrum out there. But he overshot him right in front of the Paris sidelines. Third down and three now for the Tigers. A minute three to go in this game, and I'm sure that minute three cannot go by fast enough on that Indian sideline down there. To 20, Indians. Third down and three. Third down and three at the Paris 32-yard line for the Tigers. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Here come the Indians trying to put pressure on. Newland steps up in the pocket, throws across the middle, incomplete. Incomplete, knocked away by Lane Winningham. Damon Parkman was there too on the receiver across the middle. Fourth down.
Yeah, it's fourth and one, fourth and two, and you know what happens here, Steve, if the Indians stop them?
They win the game.
It's victory formation for the first time in 13 games.
Unbelievable. Still a fourth down play to go for the Tigers. They still have two timeouts, 58 seconds to go in the game. Two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Newland, fourth down, has time, looking, throws across the middle, pass caught for a first down. Landrum, he's to the 50, and knocked down there. Fourth first down for the Tigers. They're in Indian territory at the 49-yard line. And are they going to burn a timeout here? Apparently they have. Timeout by Paris. People's State Bank scoreboard reads 22-20. Lawrenceville on top. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. Back in 30 seconds. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here in the Toyota Bushuku, Illinois press box, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. 22-20 Indians inside of a minute to play in this game. Indians leading the favorite Paris Tigers, the defending LIC champions, with 48.3 seconds to go. Paris with one timeout left to go. They have first down at the Indian 49-yard line. Spread formation. Two split to the right side, single man to the left, full house backfield. Here's a give up the middle to the running back. That is Nathan Zorn. He's dragged down at the 45-yard line. It'll be second down and five, 37 seconds to go. Still a timeout for Paris. They're in a hurry-up mode. Here's a snap. Newland rolling right, wants to throw under pressure. Down he goes! Down he goes in the hands of Chase Hooper, number 55. Big sack there by the Indians. 18 seconds to go. 18 seconds away, and now Paris will burn their final timeout. Big sack there by Hooper.
Well, you just kept waiting for that to happen. You know, they were dropping back and facing heavy pressure. We couldn't quite get to him. He completed a couple there, but finally, Hooper brought him down, 11-yard loss. So Paris now has to cover 58 yards in however much time's left. I think 17 or 18 seconds. The timeout clock is counting down backwards right now, but there's not a lot of time left. It's third down.
Third down and long. Ball at the Paris 48-yard line. 52 yards away from winning the game. Indians are scant seconds away from pulling off one of the biggest upsets.
Boy, how do you think those assistants down there who are stayed on with Travis and his staff, how do you think they're feeling right now? You
know, they'll feel better in about 18.9 seconds if they still have a two-point lead. Here it is. Spread formation. In split left and right. Backs offset left and right. Here's Newland wanting to throw. Throws back. The ball is caught. Caught at the 50, 45, 40. Inside and knocked. Still in bounds, I think.
No, they stopped the clock.
They stopped the clock at the 35-yard line. It's a first down with 8.1 seconds to go. So a first down. They had a screen. They faked right through left to a screen pass. And so Paris has another play. 8.1 seconds to go, 22-20. In split left and right, two to the left, two to the right, back offset to the right side. Newland wanting to throw, under pressure, and down he goes! Down he goes! Down he goes in the arms of the Indians, Bryce Bedwell. And look at those Indians out there. The game is over, and the Indians have stunned the Paris Tigers by a score of 22-20. Indians now at 1-2 on the year. Paris drops to 2-1. A stunner here at Edlow Field. Lawrenceville Indians win this game by a score of 22-20. Both ball clubs shaking hands at the center of the field. A stunner. Again, the Lawrenceville Indians win it 22-20. We're back with the postgame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome a new pediatrician to the community. Dr. Norma Kreilein is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kreilein is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
G'day, this is Penny Shaw, one of the owners of Flying S Incorporated, located in rural Palestine, Illinois. Our Flying S team is able to fabricate anything, from carbon fiber aircraft wings to intricate CNC machine parts for space projects. And when we started our venture, we knew we needed a real financial partner we could trust. Citizens National Bank of Albion and the Bridgeport banking team not only offered us great rates, but their customer service is always spot on.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Fans still buzzing about this upset here. On this Saturday afternoon, the Indians in the home opener snap a long losing skid in football and knock off the favored Paris Tigers by a score of 22-20. Indians were down at one point in this second half, 20-6. Stormed back to tie the game and then scored two-point conversion by Christian Beeman. And the Indians hold on. Their defense coming, rising to the occasion at the end of the game, sacking quarterback Hunter Newland for the final play of the game. It's apropos that the Indian defense come up with a sack, and the Indians win it by a score of 20-20 to taste victory for the first time this year, and it tastes very, very good.
Yeah, 22-20, the final score, snaps a 13-game losing streak. The Indians trailed this one 20-6 with 6:25 to play in the game. Lawrenceville got on the scoreboard, cut it to 20-12 on Bryce Winningham's one-yard run that capped a 90-yard scoring drive. Then the Indians got the ball back with 2:21 to play, took a minute and 2 seconds to move the ball 75 yards. There was a big pass to Jordan Jones over the middle, put the ball in scoring range, and Brennan Winningham took the ball the final 13 yards. Stevie just would not go down. He refused to be tackled. He fought his way into the end zone with a minute 19 to play in the game, tied the game at 20. All the Indians had nothing to lose at that point. Christian Beeman ran it right up the gut. Two-point conversion, put Lawrenceville ahead 22-20. Paris did a good job of moving the ball into scoring range, got the ball onto the other side of the 50-yard line, but the big sack to end the game. First win in going on a year and a half for the Indians. First win here for new coach Travis Reeder. How about that? Feels great.
Sterling and Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame show is underway. Coach Reeder is on his way up here to talk with us about this game. We'll be back and talk with the head coach in just a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku. You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambra Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambra Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambra Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here on the postgame show, talking it over with Indian head coach Travis Reeder after the Indians come from behind and knock off the favored Paris Tigers 22-20. Coach Reeder is with us here. Guy, you got to be proud of your kids.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they kept fighting the whole time. When they got up 2 touchdowns there in the fourth quarter, they could have folded real easy. But we talked about all week, you know, that we were the underdog. We didn't have anything to lose, and we were going to leave it all out on the field this week.
What was the key, Coach? Just not giving up?
Well, not only that, we made some adjustments at halftime. You know, they were giving us some stuff on the outside that we saw, and we hit some big plays in the second half. And, you know, the Eye in the Sky up there for us did a great job. Coaching staff did a great job, and the kids executed.
Your defense really came to the fore, too. Put pressure on Newland. And put enough pressure on him to hurry him and then come up some big sacks there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our defensive ends played phenomenal. Braden Sherman was about 75% today playing D-tackle. He played his butt off. And Damon Parkman had a heck of a ball game at inside linebacker. You know, I can't say enough about everybody. Eli Ivers was playing with a sore shoulder today. The kids brought it for the entire game. I'm very, very proud of them.
Brennan held in there and under pressure himself, and they hit some big throws for you.
Yes, he did. You know, he's really been working hard about seeing the field, and it showed today. You know, he stepped up and made some tremendous throws for us under extreme pressure.
Well, needless to say, this means a lot for the program, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we broke a long losing streak. We beat the defending conference champions. You know, we've got a very good Newton team coming up next week, and we'll be ready for the challenge.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Indian head coach Travis Reeder. The Indians win it by a score of 22-20. We're back with our players of the game in just a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Juco Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hi, this is Billy Gray, lending officer at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, inviting you to come in for a visit. I'm happy to be part of a team with a wide variety of borrowing opportunities, competitive rates, fast closing times, and most importantly, decisions made by local lenders you know and trust. Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport and Lawrenceville are growing and quickly becoming the most trusted banking partner in Lawrence County.
Citizens National Bank, Bridgeport, Lawrenceville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
We're back here on the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation and Washington postgame report. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, fans filing out here at Loeb Field, having watched the Indians come from behind a 20-6 deficit in the final quarter to nip the league champion, defending league champion Paris Tigers, 22-20, pick up their first win of the year. Time now for us to pick our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington offensive player of the game. Bill, who do you think?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt it can be anybody other than Brennan Winningham, Steve. He scored those last two touchdowns, put the Indians over the hump. He carried the ball 16 times for 28 yards. Had those, the last two times he carried the ball, though, were touchdowns, one and 13 yards. And through the air, 13 out of 23. He did have three interceptions, but he was 13 out of 23 for 269 yards. Brennan Winningham, offensive player of the game.
And our Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, defensive player of the game. Who do you got?
Damon Parkman was all over the field today, Steve. I don't keep a count of tackles, but I bet he was in double digits. Damon Parkman's the defensive player of the game.
Had a fumble recovery, caused a fumble, and was, you're right, all over the field. So Damon Parkman, the Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited player of the game. That's going to do it from here in Loeb Field. Great day here on this Saturday afternoon.
One parting shot. It feels a lot better to win, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It certainly does. Indians coming from behind, you feel good for the kids. They work hard, and their hard efforts come to fruition here with the upset 22-20. Bill, thanks to you. We'll see you next week in Newton.
On to Newton.
And thanks to Bill Schrode, our producer-engineer back at the Waco studio, for his good work. And thanks to you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. What a game. Lawrenceville Indians snap a 13-game football losing streak. They pick up their first win of the year and knock off the Paris Tigers here at Ed Loeb Field, 22-20. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson saying so long from LHS.
This has been Lawrenceville Indians football and your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO. Lawrenceville Indians football has been brought to you by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and People's State Bank. Lawrenceville Indians football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.